Ah, the truth about cheating. It's all her fault. That basically is the message of a book by Gary Newman, The Truth About Cheating. And maybe it's a message that you may remember Peter Cook subscribed to. Former husband of supermodel Christy Brinkley said it was pretty much her fault. No attention to him. He just wanted a little...
But she has every right to be angry.
Just wanted to be appreciated for the little things he does. Joining us is Patrick Wanis. Dr. Patrick Wanis is back with us, a celebrity life coach, author, and an expert in human behavior and relationships. And we need that as we try and sort through the mind of people like Peter Cook. Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you very much. There's really not a lot to sort out with Peter Cook.
Yeah, it was pretty black and white. It was all written on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because in the court case, of course, the psychologists in the divorce court case proceedings, the psychologist said quite openly, this guy's very narcissistic. But they also did say that both of them needed to go into counseling and therapy,
mm-hmm.
meaning Peter Cook and Christy Brinkley, because
right.
you can never say one person is perfect and the other one is completely evil or bad.
Well, absolutely not. And you know, what, Christy's been married four times now, so that's
yeah.
not exactly... You know, good.
Yeah, there's a pattern there that she's going through, regardless of whether she's attracting the same kind of person or the way that she's interacting and responding or even treating them. And having said that, of course, that doesn't justify anything that Peter said, it doesn't justify anything that Peter did.
Exactly. Well, with this book with Gary Newman, and I saw him on Oprah when he The Truth About Cheating, she did a follow-up show after that because women were angry.
Well,
you know, as I was when I watched the show.
Well, I got angry, and I'm a man.
I know. Good for you.
And the reason that I got angry is, first, you know, this is a guy that's a marriage counselor who says, mm-hmm. look, men enter into a relationship because they want to be valued by a woman. And they know if they're not being valued and if they're not being appreciated, there's a good chance they're going to cheat. So ladies, wake up. You got to thank your guys. You got to appreciate your guys. Now, if the message is, to both men and women, show appreciation, show gratitude,
yes.
say thank you to your partner, as well as to anyone in your life who does something for you,
mm-hmm.
that's a positive message.
Right.
But unfortunately, in his book, he's actually justifying cheating by saying it's women's fault that we're cheating on you because you're not doing enough for us.
Right. Wah.
Yeah, well, and it's worse than that, Laurie, because it's not just, you know, whining and whinging. They're saying it's your fault for my actions.
Right.
It's never the fault of the other person for what I choose to do.
And that has been the story for decades, blaming the woman because you weren't there for me or you're not giving me sex or whatever it may be. And I'm thinking, excuse me?
Well, and there's another point here too, Laurie, that Gary comes on and says, well, the reason I'm doing this, the reason I wrote this book, is I want to empower women. Well, you're not empowering them when you're ultimately tearing down their self-esteem by saying, look, here's another example of what's wrong with you women.
Yeah.
And
well, this is one example of a bigger problem, and that is the problem that we do not take responsibility for our actions on many levels in our lives.
What a great point.
We're pointing fingers at
mm-hmm.
on every level, it seems like we're pointing fingers at somebody else.
I just put out in my weekly success newsletter that very key point. You have to be accountable and responsible for your own actions. So I want to say this, because this is really important. From a therapist's point of view, it's vital for everyone listening right now to understand that, yes, you can inspire me to feel a certain way. You might do something that makes me feel a way, certain way or leaves me feeling a certain way. But how I respond to the way I feel based on what you did has nothing to do with you. So, for example, if my wife isn't showing me any appreciation, if my wife never says thank you, I have 1,000 different ways of responding to that. I could cheat, or I could sit down and talk to her. I could write her a letter. I could say, honey, we need to talk about this. Honey, we need to go to counseling. There are so many ways to respond. So the way that I choose to respond has nothing to do with my wife or my partner. That's my own personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what annoyed me about what Gary Newman's saying, because he's saying the way that your husband responds if he decides to cheat on you isn't his fault, it's your fault. No. And the other point here too, Laurie, is that we do all need validation, but ultimately we have to seek our own validation first. We can't expect our partner to validate us 24 hours a day.
Right.
And then the other thing that's really critical here for both men and women is that there's a difference between not being validated by your partner and being invalidated by your partner. So one is where, say, your partner, man or woman, never says anything to you good versus a partner, man or woman, who only says bad things to you.
Right.
And so I think it's important to distinguish, too, between saying, look, I'm not getting validation versus not only am I not getting validation, my husband or my wife continually puts me down and therefore invalidates me. Well, Gary Newman in his book is invalidating women because he's putting them down and saying it's their fault.
And well, there should be a battle of the minds with you and Gary Newman on Oprah. That would be so great.
Well, and you know, thank you, Laurie. The other thing I want to say about this is, unfortunately, people give credibility and credence to this book because they say, look, the author's a marriage counselor. He's been a marriage counselor for 20 years.
Right.
Whoopee-doo. That doesn't mean he's right, number one. Number two, they've missed the key. Number two, yeah, because number one is the most important, right? Whoopee-doo.
Neater.
But all right, here comes the real number one. The fact that the guy's a marriage counselor simply tells you he has heard the same excuse time after time.
Excuse, yes.
And it's really an excuse. It's like going to the judge and saying, well, judge, the reason I stole from my company was because they didn't pay me enough. That's an excuse. It's not necessarily valid, nor is it an explanation. So if I'm sitting there and a husband or a wife, they're both sitting there, and he says to me, well, I cheated on it because I didn't feel appreciated or I felt undervalued. I'd say, well, why did you choose that response? Not that that is justified because every man says it.
Yeah.
That doesn't justify. It's like saying, well, I'm doing it because everyone else is doing it.
Right.
No, you have to, as a therapist would say to the man, why did you choose this line of action? Versus, why didn't you just sit down and talk to her? Why didn't you say to her, you know, honey, I've been working really, really hard and I never hear a thank you. Why couldn't you say that? Oh, you have a fear about expressing yourself. Then we'll talk about that. And this is a point that I make with everyone that I talk to, whether on a one-on-one basis or even an interview. Take accountability and responsibility for yourself and learn to speak up and say, this is what I'm not getting. This is what I need. So the other partner has the opportunity to say, here's what I need. And, you began, Laurie, by talking about Peter Cook. And Peter Cook said, well, I didn't get enough appreciation. I didn't get the emotional connection. There is no excuse you can say, I, as a 48-year-old, or I think he was 50-year-old man, got a better emotional connection with an 18-year-old girl.
Absolutely no credibility.
Right.
And again, you know, it's simply someone trying to say, I want to justify what I did, rather than looking at myself and saying, what is missing? And in his book, Gary Newman even cites a case where a man had the emotional connection, and he had regular sex, and he still chose to cheat. Therefore, we're talking about selfishness, we're talking about instant gratification, we're talking about someone who doesn't have power over resisting temptation, we're talking about someone who doesn't even have self-discipline.
Right.
Look, I think, Laurie, you know this yourself. You will be attracted to other people in your life. You will feel a connection or a bond with other people in your life. That is a natural human thing. But the way you choose to respond to that attraction is what will determine whether you will keep your commitment and vow to your partner.
There will always be temptation.
Absolutely.
One night only, Civic Auditorium. This Friday night, it's Patrick Juanes, it's Gary Newman in a cage match of the future.
It won't last very long because I'll tear him apart.
Well, I'm just fighting words just like the WWE.
Yeah.
Well, I really believe, you know, and this is coming from man, I believe that we have to be fair. We have to see things as they really are and stop trying to blame other people for who we are and what we choose to do. And it comes down to that. It's personal accountability and responsibility. Someone can punch you in the face or someone can say something abusive. You can respond the same way back or you can walk away or you can run away or you can put your hands up. Or you can do something else.
You can go to our website and figure out what you need to do.
Right.
You can go to hitsandfavorites.com, click on The Morning Show. We will get you to Patrick Juanes, who can give us some good insight. So I'd suggest you try and go there. Patrick Juanes, always a pleasure to have you with us. Dr. Patrick Juanes, celebrity life coach, author, and expert in human behavior and relationships. As always, Patrick, thanks for being here.
And thank you for the opportunity.